You're listening to Vatican Radio. In his homily at the daily Mass at the Casa Santa Marta on Monday, Pope Francis preached about the wonders of Christ's priesthood, and he explained the nature of the unforgivable blasphemy spoken of in the day's Gospel. Christopher Wells tells us more.
The priesthood of Christ, the Pope said in his homily, takes place in three stages. The first is the redemption. While the priests of the Old Covenant had to offer sacrifices every year, Christ offered himself, once for all, for the forgiveness of sins. The second stage is what the Lord is doing now, that is, praying for us. While we pray here, the Pope said, Jesus is praying for us. Christ is living now in the sight of the Father, interceding for us so that our faith might not falter. The third stage will be when Christ returns. But this third time will not be in relation to sin, but rather it will be to definitively establish the kingdom, when he will bring all of us to the Father. In his homily, Pope Francis also explained the unforgivable blasphemy mentioned in the Gospel, the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. It's hard for us to hear Jesus speaking this way about an unforgivable sin. But, the Pope said, the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is not unforgivable because Jesus does not want to forgive us or because he can't forgive us, but because the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit lies precisely in us refusing to be forgiven. Pope Francis closed his homily with the prayer that we might reflect on the three stages of Christ's priesthood: the offering of himself to save us from sin, his intercession for us in the sight of the Father, and his return when he will bring us to the Father. And the Pope asked us to pray for the grace that our hearts might never be closed to the wonder of Christ's priesthood. I'm Christopher Wells.